What is it, Emmett?
What are you doing down there on your hands and knees?
I'm planting flowers, All night long, I've been planting flowers you so carelessly left about the place last evening.
Well, do not forget you kept me pretty busy rustling all this stuff for the bazaar. Bird baths, trees, Japanese lanterns, bingo wheels, croquet sets. I hope you like my extra added touch of a hurdy-gurdy. A bazaar always needs a little music, I think.
Yes, you did very well, Emmett, very well on such short notice. And did you post the announcements about the town?
Yeah. Wilfred, now that you have transformed this place into a veritable flower garden, fill your pockets with food for us and grain for the bird and let us be on our way.
Well, I fear we must linger 3 days longer for the bazaar. Once the bazaar is over, the three of us will take the bird and be on our way.
The three of us?
Yes. Miss Tripp is the third. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm engaged.
Not again.
But is marriage to be the exclusive prize of men who grudge at silly tasks? And why not a Mrs. Hobo who smooths the wrinkles out of her husband's coat and patches his pants and fixes his stew?
Wilfred, I have been patient with you over and beyond the call of duty. Now we have got to get out of this town. We are only a step ahead of the sheriff as it is.
Oh, you worry too much, Emmett. You worry too much.
Wilfred, while I was posting a sign announcing the bazaar, another man was posting another sign right next to me.
Oh, competition?
No. The sign read, "Wanted for gambling, Wilfred Tassfinder. Reward, $5.
$5? What's humiliating.
So, Wilfred, loath as I am to do it, if you have not rid yourself of this trip wench when I return, I shall expose you to these old people, which will be a very mean trick. But at least we can then be on our way.
Now, Emmett, I'm serious. You must not tell these old people. They're just about to become young again, young and hard. Now, every man is entitled to work one miracle in his life. Now, don't ruin mine.
All right, then. When I return, when you hear me whistling Annie Laurie, be advised and come quickly. Or, in the words all small boys love so much, I shall snitch.
Yes, Emmett. Yes, very well. But you've got to give me time to get this bazaar approved by Watson and then by the director of the home, see?
Wilfred, do you know who the director of the home is?
No. Who?
The sheriff.
Oh.
Look, everyone. Look at the garden.
That's remarkable. Flowers, streamers. And look, a bingo wheel. Try it. Whee!
Can't believe my eyes. I'm looking right at it, and I don't believe it. I thought he was just talking.
We're getting younger by the minute. Don't you feel it, Cherry?
I feel quite jittery.
How did it happen, Mrs. Hanmer?
That crazy Erwender must have done it.
You do look younger, Mr. Beebe. It's just the way he says. You look 25 years younger. Wait until Mrs. Sampler sees you now.
Am I going to court her this morning? You can court her too, Mr. Cherry. We'll make it a triangle.
Hey, look, a hurdy-gurdy.
Miss Hoadley.
Yes, Mrs. Hanmer, speak up right into my ear.
Come over here.
Mrs. Hanmer, you've curled your hair.
I have not.
Yes, you did.
Now listen. Did anybody try to get in your room last night?
I didn't hear anybody.
Well, never mind what you heard. Did you see anybody?
I didn't see a soul.
Somebody tried to get at me, rattled the door handle.
What did you do?
What do you think I did? I'm a lady. Everybody knows I'm a lady.
Well, you curled your hair. I never seen your hair curled before.
Look, here comes that coy minx done up to the teeth. I'd be ashamed.
Oh, it's a fairyland. A lovely fairyland. Oh, I feel like a girl. A little girl.
Miss Sampler, you look so pretty. Just to look at you is like looking at a picture painted by a painter.
Oh, Mr. Beebe.
Yes, all here comes trouble.
What's happened to this yard? Where did all these things come from?
We don't know, Mr. Watson, but don't they look nice?
Well, yes, they do, but Well, I'd feel much better if I knew where they came from. You all seem to look different today, too.
Well, we're all dressed up.
Mrs. Hanmer curled her hair.
We're getting younger, too, Mr. Watson.
Well, I must admit that you all look younger. Much younger. But what's the yard all done up for? The flowers, the streamers. What's this wheel for?
That's for the bazaar we're giving here today. That's a bingo wheel.
Bingo? A bazaar? Oh, but you can't have a bazaar without the permission of the director of the home, Sheriff Chandler.
Oh, I made cookies.
That's right. Miss Hoadley made cookies, and I made marmalade, and Mrs. Hanmer baked bread, and Mr. Cherry and Mr. Beebe worked very hard making the booths. Oh, and we had such a good time doing it all.
And signs have been posted all over town announcing...
What? What'd you say?
Miss Tripp, Mr. Watson says we can't have the bazaar.
I was afraid he would. Now,
Harriet, these matters are not in our hands. Only the director can give permission for something like this. And now they've told me they've just posted signs all over town announcing that... Say, what's that noise? Who's outside the gate?
I guess the people read the signs and they've come for the bazaar.
Mr. Watson, what is the meaning of this?
The director, John. Now, here's your chance.
Now, all you folks will just have to wait till I go in there and see what's what. Now, you stay out here and don't create a disturbance. Well, now, Mr. Watson, what is all this? Posters all over town announcing a bazaar? Yard all done up like this? Do you have permission for a bazaar?
No, sir, we don't.
Well, then, by what authority have you posted this announcement?
Well, John?
Well, I took it upon myself, Sheriff. Although I didn't realize it until a short time ago, something has to be done for our guests. I'm more than a little ashamed that I didn't do it sooner.
You took it upon yourself?
They ask little of the world. Some little thing to hope for, some reason they can tell themselves for still being alive.
We are dispensing charity, not notions.
Oh, why can't we have this little bazaar? One of our guests has given us the answer. He says that joy and beauty are available to them. And I agree.
Yeah? Which one of your guests, Mr. Watson?
Mr. Oliver Irwinter.
Oh, someone call me? Oh, we have a guest, a new arrival at the bazaar.
Sheriff Chandler, this is Oliver Irwinter. Oliver, this is the director of the home.
Yes, and Mr. Watson, I say that these games like bingo are cheap and foolish. They're just a waste of time and money.
Now, Mr. Chandler, permit me, please. Now, you've forgotten how much fun this silly little game can be. Now, this little shell game I have here is a fascinating little thing. We only ask an opportunity to demonstrate. You'll try?
Well, I'm a fair man. How much it costs to try?
A nickel will pay you 5 to 1 if you name the shell that the pea's under.
Well, all right, I guess so. Well, here's my nickel. All right, go
ahead.
There
we go. Now you see it, now you don't. Jack me nimble, Jack me quick. Call it, Sheriff.
The middle one there.
You're right. Pay the man a quarter, Mr. Watson.
What?
Now another try, Mr. Sheriff.
Well,
your luck again.
I always was pretty lucky. Go ready.
Here we go. Once more. All of life's a gamble, you know. You bet your destiny every time you set your watch. All right, here we go. Round and round. Call it, Sheriff.
The middle one there.
He's right. Pay the man again, Mr. Watson.
But I...
Mr. Irwinter, how do you expect to make any money this way?
Well, not everyone has as quick an eye as you have, sir.
What did you say, sir?
All right. All right, you can have your bazaar. Only make sure that you make some money.
Mr. Irwin, you convinced him.
You got him to agree.
I got it handed to you. I thought you were a fake, but you did it. You really did it.
On, open the gates. Up with the colors. Sound the trumpets, all. The lists are cleared for the battle against boredom and despair.
Well, it looks like you're going to have a big success, Mr. Irwinter. Sorry, I can't stay around here.
Oh, so am I, Sheriff.
I gotta get back to the office. We're tracking down a sharp character. A fella by the name of Wilfred Taskbinder.
Oh, yes. Saw the posters, yes.
We're expecting a description of this fella any minute now.
Seems to me I remember a man of that name in my travels.
You did? What'd he look like?
He's a short little man. His man about that high.
Right, why? Yes. I heard he was a great big tall fella. Fella about your height.
No, he's a short little fella. Fella just real short fella about that high.
Yeah, well, we ought to have a full description of him down at the office, but now He'll be sorry he ever stumbled into Cohoes County.
Oliver, we should be up at the bazaar helping.
We'll return in a minute, Harriet, but first I must talk to you, and my time's a little short.
Everything seems to be happening at once. The bazaar's only been open a couple of hours, and already it's a great success. And, of course, our engagement.
My dear, have you broken your engagement with Mr. Watson?
No. No, I haven't told him. I didn't think that... Well...
You're engaged to a man, then, a sort of promised bigamy.
I can see now how bigamists get into bigamy.
Yes, yes, yes. My dear, perhaps you have one more fiancé than you need.
Well, things have happened too quickly for me to understand them. Oliver, shouldn't we talk about our futures? Why, we have to plan our lives.
Oh, it's wrong to plan lives. We will live at all the points where motion, time, and space will intersect.
Oliver, if we were to have a home, it would have to be in one certain place. Now, we can't wander all over the world.
Oh, why will you say that? Because you do not know what wandering can mean. There is a thrill to sleeping, no pillow but your arm. There is a shrill excitement of hanging suspended by a slender strand of rope thousands of feet above the earth from two granite cliffs.
Oliver, that all sounds wonderful, but I wouldn't want to spend much time sleeping in the open or hanging from a cliff. There's more to life than that.
Oh, my dear, you don't understand. You don't understand. Life is never more exciting than when it is wagered at even odds with death. To step on a log that turns into a crocodile, to push aside a bush and stare a tiger right in the eye, to dive into the cool transparency of a sea of emerald green, to dive straight down and to meet a shark that's on his way back up. Oh, life is magnificent.
It was because you offered beauty and escape that I fell a little bit in love with you last night. But, Oliver, things are different now.
Oh, you mean you were in love with the words I said and not with me? You mean... Yes, you were in love with your friend, Mr. Watson. Well, you were last night, and you are right now.
But you made him seem so bottled up.
Yes, well, he became unbottled rather magnificently, didn't he, a few minutes ago when he talked to the sheriff. That was very good.
Yes, he did.
Yes, I think you have to work on him a bit more to get him where you want him, but I think he's all right now.
Oh, look, Oliver, someone's coming to call us back to the bazaar.
No, he's coming for me.
Are you ready, Wilfred?
Yes, Emmett, I'm coming.
What was that he called you? Wilfred?
Yes, the time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. The first, my name is not Oliver Irwinter. It's Wilfred Tassbinder.
Oh, I don't understand.
I retired from the competitive struggle for existence at the age of 34. I have no job, no income, no place to lay my head. I'm...
Why be delicate, Wilfred? He is a tramp.
A tramp? Why, Oliver...
Yes, but so were Walt Whitman, Omar Khayyam, Francois Villon.
Well, yes, but the birth certificate, you had to...
I found it in an ash can.
Well, then how old are you?
I'm 40. Oh. But don't tell the old people. Keep it as our secret. They're young now because they're young and hard. Look at them. 25 years off the age of every one of them. See how happy they are with their bazaar. They don't need me anymore. They've caught the idea for themselves.
But, Oliver, where will you go now?
Where will I go? Oh, under a wild plum tree on the top of Sugarloaf Hill, I have a jug of elderberry wine secreted. And I'll relax beneath the tree and tope the grape while mine eyes and nose regard a bed of coals and a brown and tender bird upon a spit. Omar, your days are numbered.
Oliver, we shall miss you.
And I you. But we must be going now. Goodbye, my dear. Have a nice bazaar and a nice wedding.
Thank you, Oliver, for everything. Goodbye.
Now come along, Emmett. Now that we've taken care of the old folks, let's away and start to work on the middle age.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.